It's always helpful to have someone to learn from who's been there and done it before us. If we're taught well, the task before us is made a lot easier, although we still need to work hard to achieve what is required. This morning we're continuing our series in the letters of Paul to Timothy and to those in the early church. I've titled the talk, Equipped to Endure in God's Service. Paul always reminds his readers of what he has said before and underlines many important points. If we're being taught something, it's important to listen well and to learn correctly, to be able to recall what we have been taught and to apply it well. So this morning, This morning we're looking at 4 points. Listen, learn, recall, and apply. Timothy had a good reputation, and Paul knew that he would learn well and to be able to share Paul's words to those in the church with meaning and with authority. This letter is a pastoral one, giving Timothy instructions concerning the pastoral care of the churches that he was involved in. The instructions were to encourage those in the church how to live their Christian lives well and to be built up in the knowledge of the truth. We're going to read the passage, which is 2 Timothy 3, verses 10 to 17. You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, persecutions, sufferings. What kinds of things happened to me in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra, the persecutions I endured. Yet the Lord rescued me from all of them. In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. While evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those from whom you learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So my first point is listen. When Paul's letters arrived, Timothy must have been eager to see what Paul had written. In today's electronic age, receiving information is instant. We don't have to wait too long for replies. I can remember when I used to have to wait a few days to receive a letter in the post. In Timothy's time, a letter would have taken weeks to reach him from Paul. So when it arrived, he would have been really eager to see what he had to say. Timothy would have needed to understand what Paul had written, so that he can instruct the churches accordingly. As Timothy read the letter, as we've been doing, he may well have heard Paul's voice coming out of the page. It was vitally important for both Timothy and the churches to listen well to what was being said. Paul begins this section of the letter by reminding them that they know all about his teaching. Listening to somebody well will allow us to get to know how they'll instruct us and allow their words to flow into our minds so that they are real and understood. In verse 10 it says, "You, however, know all about my teaching, my way of life, my purpose, faith, patience, love, and endurance." Paul is not only saying that they know his teaching. They know all these things too. Paul has told them all about himself, and they would have listened intently as his words were read to them. If we don't listen to instructions or to advice or guidance, then we'll not be able to do the things that we are shown. I remember being caught out at college in this way, not listening to a teacher in class. I was too busy talking to my friend at the back of the class. The problem was that the teacher had just asked a question about what we'd been taught. Not only had I not listened to his teaching, I hadn't listened to the question either. And I was asked to answer it. So I made a stab, but of course I got it wrong. God wants us to be attentive to him. Here's a quote from Larry Burkett, which says, "The more we listen to God's voice, the easier it is to recognize when he speaks to us." If we don't listen to what God is saying to us, we'll not have the guidance and the direction that we need to equip us to live as he wants us to, or to be able to teach others about Jesus. Timothy understood that he needed a lot of help to encourage and teach the early church, so I'm sure that he read and reread Paul's letter. In Proverbs 1:5, it says, "Let the wise listen and add to their learning. Let the discerning get guidance." So my next point is learn. If we listen, we will learn. Paul was instructing Timothy and the church in his letters, and they had learned already how they should be living. Learning will give us what we need to go through our life, and more importantly, learning from the Bible will enable us to live as God wants us to. It will build us up and will help us to endure hardships. Paul tells his readers some quite hard facts about what they will endure as they strive to live their godly lives. He says in verse 12, "In fact, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted." This is not what they may have thought they would be reading and hearing from Paul. They may have considered that the Christian life would be easy with God's power within them and God's guiding hand. However, we're not told in the Bible that it will be an easy life. Paul had underlined that he had suffered and was persecuted himself for being a Christian. In fact, he was writing this second letter from prison where he was chained up like a common criminal. He had reminded his readers of this in 2 Timothy. "This is my gospel, for which I am suffering even to the point of being chained like a criminal. But God's word is not chained." He states that although he is chained, the gospel is not. This truth would resonate through his teaching in his letters, as he teaches again and again the truth of the gospel to the early believers. We're fortunate that in the UK we are free to teach the Word of God. But remember that there are many countries today where people are persecuted and imprisoned for faith, like we've just been hearing about the release video. Persecution of Christians is as real today as it was in Timothy's time. Paul was teaching and his readers were learning, not only about what Paul had suffered and was enduring, but more importantly, he taught them about Jesus and the love that God has for all who go through suffering. In verse 11, he says that although he went through all sufferings, the Lord rescued him from all of them. By learning well, we'll be inspired, and will be lifted up as the words of the Lord teach us about our lives, living our lives for him, and about acknowledging all that Jesus has done for us. He suffered on the cross for us. He died for us, taking away our sins. He rose victoriously, giving us the opportunity of eternal life. We're told in verse 13 that evildoers and impostors will go from bad to worse in their ways, deceiving and being deceived. They were trying to sway the early Christians away from their faith and to follow false teaching that would lead them away from the truth of the gospel. We need to be alert and on our guard. If we have learnt well from our Bibles and from others who teach, we will have the armour and the strength from God that we can stand firm on the rock that is Jesus and hold tightly to him as he leads us and protects us. The Christian life will have its ups and downs. We will have times of despair and anxiety. We will endure hardships and illness. But we can lean on Jesus through these times and focus on what we've been taught and learned from his word. Paul stresses to Timothy to continue in what he has learned in verse 14 because he has become convinced of the truth and knows who has taught him and that he's been taken that teaching to heart. So our next point is recall. Throughout our lives, we live in accordance to how we've been taught from an early age. What has influenced us as we've grown up, what we've learnt from our parents and others as we've gone through life. We are bombarded with so much information that we need to discern what to take on board and what to discard. All this information is stored in our brains and will be there for us to recall when needed. Timothy would have eagerly read Paul's letters to see what advice and teaching he was being given, knowing that all of it was important to him as he worked among the churches. He would have been able to recall what Paul had said in his first letter, so that whatever situation came about, he could know what to do. Recalling the facts from Scripture is key for our Christian lives, so that we can live according to how Jesus would want us to live. However, recalling information is not easy for many people. When I was at school and it came to exam times, I was never able to fully recall the facts I needed to answer the questions. No matter how much revision I'd done, I found recalling that information was really difficult. When we've been taught by a good teacher, it sometimes is easier to remember what we need to know. And Paul had a knack of underlining and restating in slightly different ways what he wanted his readers to really absorb. The important points were repeated many times, and in this way, the truth would sink in. Verse 15, Paul reminds Timothy that from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Paul reminds Timothy that he knew the Scriptures since he was a child, and that these truths can make him wise for salvation through Jesus. He was stating that as Timothy had been taught as a child, he ought by now to be able to recall what he'd learnt, and now be able to apply it well to further the spread of the gospel. The Lord wants us to be actively sharing his word and the truth of the gospel with others that we meet. But how can we do that if we're not able to recall it? This is where regular studying of the Bible is crucial, and asking the Holy Spirit to allow us to not only read, but to absorb the Word of God and to understand it. A quote from Howard Hendricks says, "So it is with Scripture. The Word of God is there, able to transform your life, but you must probe for it. You have to penetrate the surface with more than just a cursory glance." Recalling the truth is important. If we're in a teaching situation, we need to know our subject. Those of you who are teachers wouldn't go into a class not knowing much about the subject you're going to teach. You take time to learn it yourself so that you can teach it well to the students. So our fourth point is apply. Paul has written to Timothy to enable him not only understand what Paul is saying, and has been saying in his previous letter, but more importantly, how Timothy was to teach the church about applying the knowledge that they now had, so that they could go out into the community teaching the truth of the gospel. Timothy and those who heard Paul's letters were being well equipped to be active in God's service. And Paul stressed the importance of the Bible. In verse 16, "All scripture is God-breathed. It is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness." When things go wrong with an appliance at home or with our car, we need to look in the manual so that we can know how to fix the problem. If we don't, we're just doing things by trial and error. The Bible is God's words given to us to enable us to live as God wants us to. It's our spiritual owner's manual, the ultimate guidebook in which God has given his instructions for living and serving him. It equips us for his service. Paul was underlining this in his teaching to the church, that in applying what they read and learnt, they had the knowledge to go out and use in the community as they spoke and taught about Jesus. The reason for this is stated in verse 17, "So that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work." It's all too easy just to read the Bible and agree with it and what is said, but the crucial thing is the application of what we have read. We have the resource to be fully equipped to do God's work. How will that affect us and to those whom we speak? For Timothy and the early church, knowing Scripture and responding to Paul's teaching from it was the only way that the church was going to grow and spread and enable many people to come to Christ. If Timothy and those who heard Paul's letters sat back and said, "That was great, well said, Paul, lovely words, well written," and then just carried on with what they were doing, what use was that? We're called by God to be attentive to his word, whether it's through us reading the Bible, listening to somebody teaching from the Bible, or from discussion with others. The Word of God is alive and active. It says this in Hebrews 4:12. "For the Word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing the soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart." We have the whole Bible before us to help us to hear from God. We should be eager to read it, to learn from it, and to apply it. We need to be thoroughly equipped for our service for the Lord, just as the church in the days of Timothy. The letters from Paul would have been read and reread, and they may have even been copied out and sent around the churches. The letter would not have been read just once and discarded, but the truth of what Paul was teaching taken to heart by those who heard his message. We're fortunate to have the whole Bible. We have an immense resource to help build our relationship with God so that we can build strong in our faith and able to endure the hardships that we'll face on the journey with him. Paul was eager and passionate to teach Timothy, to help him not only to build up his faith, but to enable him to equip those who he was with, so that they could teach others, and they could be sent out into the surrounding areas to teach the word of God. If we listen well, learn faithfully, recall instantly, and apply passionately, then we will be well equipped to endure in our service for God. Let's just take a few moments now to ask God how he wants us to apply what we've heard this morning. Father, we just thank you for your word, the Bible. We thank you for providing it to us, Lord. We thank you for the richness of it. And Lord, we ask that you will help us to be eager to learn, to eager to listen to you, to be able to recall what we've learnt, and Lord, to apply it. Lord, that your Bible is live and active. Your word is the truth. And Lord, we just ask that as we go into this week, you will help us, Lord, to learn more about you from your words and to be able to be active to share that with others. Lord, I just ask that you will place on our hearts a new passion to read your word, a new passion to understand what you're saying to us, so that, Lord, we can hear from you day by day. We praise you, Lord, and we thank you for this amazing richness that you give us. Amen.